Brother Lovell preached, and I had preached here that Sunday morning on faith. And when we got there that afternoon, he essentially had the same sermon on his heart. And I remember him saying, Brother Miller preached on this morning, but this is just what the Lord has given me. And so the scripture that Brother Mike read this afternoon is what I'm going to read here tonight. I just can't do anything else. This is what the Lord has given me. And I ask for your prayers. I'm thankful that when we preach that we're not in a competition, because Brother Mike did an awfully good job with this afternoon. But you pray for me that the Lord might help me to say some things that'll be helpful. And I'm going to ask you, if you would, to turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. And I want to read a fairly short scripture reading. I'll start with verse 13 and finish, read out through verse 20 and finish this thought. Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 13. I want to use these words tonight for a title. How do you know? How do you know? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. So that's reading from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20 for a scripture reading tonight. And I want to say this before I go any further, that as I've already said, if you're here tonight and you're lost, I'm thankful that you're here tonight in the house of the Lord. And I want you to know this at the very onset, that it is my prayer tonight that you will find the Lord. It's my prayer that this will be the night that you will be able to, by the help of God, that you will be able to repent of your sins to His satisfaction, and that you will be able, by His grace, to trust Him tonight and come to know Him as your Savior. And there are some things in here that I want to lay some groundwork in the beginning and just point out a few things here in the beginning of the message. And one thing in here, I find that something that's very sad. We might, in our day, we might hear somebody in a situation like what we have recorded here, someone that's working through an informant, perhaps to find out what's going on. They may ask whatever the particular thought would be, whatever the text would be in which they were talking. They may ask the question, "Well, what's the word on the street?" And that's essentially what Jesus was asking his disciples here. Now, you know, we have to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew all things. And we go back and we've talked before about how that when God, spoke to Adam there in the garden when he was hiding, and he said, "Where are you?" God knew where Adam was at. The Lord knows all things, but Jesus asked his disciples, I believe essentially the question that he was asking them was, you know, when you're out and about, when you're among people, who are they saying that I am? What is it that they are saying about me? And, their response was, people are saying different things. There's some that are saying that, you know, they believe that you to be John the Baptist, and some believe you to be Elijah. Of course, these men that they were talking about, you know, at this point were dead. So evidently they were they thought that he was a resurrected Elijah. But, they say some are saying that you're John the Baptist, and some are saying that you're Elijah. Some are saying that you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. But what I find in this, you know, that there's really a very sad thought here, is that they didn't, in their answer to Jesus, they didn't say that any of them were saying that he was who he was. There were none of them, obviously, that were saying that he was the Christ. He said, you know, some are saying you're John the Baptist, some are saying you're Elijah, some are saying you're Jeremiah, some are saying you're one of the other prophets, but none of them said, well, people are saying that you're the Christ. And it's sad that, you know, the situation was that here, and it's sad in the world that we live in today that there's so many people that don't really know the Christ, that don't really know Jesus. And, he goes on, and this becomes a conversation after that between Simon Peter and Jesus, because Jesus enlarged upon the question after they answered his first question. He enlarged upon the question and said, well, who do you say? He used the word ye there, which means you all. That's a good old English word, ye, you all. And he was saying, well, who do you all say that I am? And then here it becomes singular in that Simon Peter answered him and said, well, you're the Christ. You're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. Now, there's something that happened here. I believe that Jesus knew that when the Apostle Peter gave him that answer, he knew that it was more than just words. You see, Jesus knows our heart. He knew what was in the Apostle Peter's heart. And he didn't really, if you notice here, he didn't really ask Peter, how is it that you know that? He told him how it was that he knew that. You know, he knew the Apostle Peter's situation. He knew the Apostle Peter's heart. Now, there are many people in the world today, and Jesus knew that the Apostle Peter was making a true profession. He was, you know, Jesus knew that he really did know that he was the Christ. He knew the only way that a person can know. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, Paul says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit calleth Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, nobody can really, in their heart, Nobody can really embrace him in that way and profess him in that way except through the revealing of the Holy Spirit. But there are a lot of people in the world that can and have profess him with their lips. There are a lot of people today that will tell you that they know Jesus, but really they don't. What they really are saying is that they know about Jesus. And there are some things that they believe about Jesus. The Bible tells us, and I'm not going to go into the scriptures, I'm just going to make this statement, that the Bible tells us and teaches us that there was such a thing in the days of the Old Testament, that there was such a thing as a true prophet, and it also teaches us that there was such a thing as a false prophet. The Bible teaches us in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, the Bible teaches us that there were those, in the early days of the church, that there were those that were apostles. They were apostles. They were true apostles. They were called of God for that purpose, called to be apostles. And the Bible also teaches us, and this was one of the ways in which the Lord was happy with the church at Ephesus, was that he said, "You have tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars." And so there was such a thing as a true prophet and a false prophet. There was such a thing as a true apostle and a false apostle. And I'll tell you what has been in the world for many years and still is today. There is such a thing as a true profession of faith, and there is such a thing as a false profession of faith. But the Apostle Peter here, I'm telling you, he knew. He really knew that Jesus was Lord. Well, how could he know? How could he know? How did he know? Well, Jesus tells us how he knew. He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." You know, today that there are people in the world, and there have been for quite some time, but there are people in the world today that in pretense, because they can't really do this, but they pretend to be doing the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Do you know that? There are people in the world today that they'll call people up before them. And let me tell you something. Make no mistake about it, there are those in the world today that are interested in getting as many professions as they can. They're not concerned so much about whether they're real or not. They just want to get a lot of them. And they have a method that makes it easy to accomplish that. And all you have to do is profess that you believe facts about Jesus. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Yes, I do. Do you believe that he died for your sins? Yes, I do. Do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Yes, I do. Well, then, based upon your professions of these facts, I declare you to be saved. And folks, I'm going to tell you, that is not the work of men. Only the Lord, only the Holy Ghost can reveal it unto us that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the only way that we can really, truly know that. Now, you can believe it in your mind, and you can profess it with your lips without knowing it, but I'm going to tell you something. A profession without possession won't get you anywhere. Well, I guess I should rephrase that, because it will. A profession without possession, you'll end up in hell. It won't get you to heaven. A false profession will not get you to heaven. A false profession will not give you a right standing with the Lord. You need to know what the Apostle Peter knew. If you're here tonight and you're lost, this is what you need to know. You need to know tonight that Jesus Christ is Lord, and He needs to be the Lord of your life. And the way that you need to know that is by the Holy Spirit of God revealing that unto you. Not me or not someone else, but the Holy Spirit of God dealing with you and giving you a spiritual revelation of that in your heart, where you come to know Him as your Savior. You need to experience what Paul spoke about in very simple terms in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, when he said, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Now, Brother Strode, that's what I'm counting on. That experience is what I am counting on. That's what I am placing all my eternal hope on. All my eternal expectation rest upon that time in my life when I cried out to the Lord with great conviction of sin, when I cried out to God and begged Him to save my soul, and He did His operation on my heart, and by the Holy Spirit, He revealed unto me that Jesus Christ was Lord. He revealed it unto me, unto my spirit, by His Holy Spirit. He revealed it unto me that He had saved me by His grace. And all of my hope and all of my expectation is upon that happening to me in my life. And I'll tell you what, when I lay down to die and leave this world, that's where all of my hope is going to be. Not upon what anybody else told me. And if you're lost, you don't need to settle for anything short of the Lord letting you know that you've been saved. You know, there really was something that happened here. This was not just a one-way thing. I want you to notice in this that Simon Peter answered Jesus when Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am? Who do you all say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered him and he said, "Well, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And listen to this. "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter." Jesus wasn't just saying that he knew who Peter was. Peter wasn't just professing that he knew the fact that Jesus is Lord. He was saying that he knew him. He knew him as his Savior. And Jesus wasn't just saying, "Well, I know that you're Peter." No, he was establishing here that he knew the Apostle Peter as his child. You see, it works both ways. It's not just that we know the Lord, but it's that the Lord knows us as well. And Paul wrote to Timothy, and he said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I'll tell you what, if you've been truly saved by God's grace, It's not just that you've had an experience whereby you know Jesus, but I'll guarantee you, children, he knows you too. He knows you too. There's a relationship there. And I'll tell you exactly what I believe about this scripture. And I've believed this scripture this way for years. You may not look at it exactly this way. I don't know. But this is what I have believed about this scripture for years. I believe that what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying there when Peter answered him and said, "You're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God." And Jesus pronounced a blessedness upon him because of how it was that he knew that. He knew that by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus made it known there that he knew Peter as his child. And I believe it was that relationship between them that Jesus was talking about when he made the statement that it's upon this rock that I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'll tell you what, a local body may take somebody, and they may add them to the books. I mean, we've seen it happen, but I'll tell you what, if a person doesn't really know the Lord, they don't get added to the church. The Lord adds to the church those that are saved. You know, we may put their name on the books, but if they didn't really know the Lord, they're not part of his church. And you know, a person has to be saved. They have to know the Lord. The Lord has to know them as his child. And that's the rock, I believe, upon which he built his church and continues to build his church. You know, when John the Baptist was preparing the material for the Lord to use for the building of his church, he wouldn't baptize anybody that could not profess of having had a spiritual experience with the Lord. You know, they had to be able to relate the time and place that they came to know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. And that practice is still being done today by the Lord's true churches. And it needs to continue to be done. But if you're here tonight and you're lost, you need to know the Lord Jesus. You need to know it, not by flesh and blood revealing it unto you, but by God himself in heaven revealing it unto you. If I went around tonight, I guarantee you, and I've got this much confidence in the people that I labor with, but there's a lot of people here tonight that if I begin to go around and say, "Brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, how is it that you know Jesus is Lord?" I guarantee you where they'd run to. They'd run to that time and place in their life when they repented of their sins, placed their trust in the Lord, and he made it known unto them who he really was. I know. Aren't you glad that you know? I mean, I know that Jesus Christ is real. I know that Jesus Christ is Lord. I know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know that he's sitting in heaven right now at the right hand of God, making intercession for our prayers. I know these things. This is not just something that I'm hopeful of. This is not just wishful thinking. I know these things are real because he has revealed them unto me by his Holy Spirit. Do you know him? Do you know my Savior? Do you know Jesus in a pardon and forgiveness of sin? If you don't, you need to seek him until you do. You need to cry out to the Lord, and you need to seek and seek until you come to know him. You need to meet his conditions. You need to repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, you know, a person is not required. you know, you don't have to seek the Lord for years to be saved. The Lord will save you as soon as you repent of your sins and trust Him for salvation. He'll save you. But if you haven't got to that place yet, keep seeking Him until you do. Keep seeking after Him until you are able to repent of your sins and trust Him and be saved. Don't give up anything with anything short of being able to tell us and to tell others of that time and place in your life when the Lord spoke peace to your soul. If you're here tonight and you've had that experience and you want to tell about it, I'd be glad to hear it. I'd be more than delighted to hear it. I'm convinced we don't tell it enough. But if you don't have that experience, you need to seek His love to find while you have the opportunity. Those are the thoughts that I wanted to share with you tonight. And I would like for Brother Ernest, if he would, Sister Janet to come, and I'd like for us to have a song. There may be lost souls here tonight that want to seek the Lord. We want to give you
183.
Let's stand and sing.